This public radio podcast is supported by the Society for Human Resource Management, meeting the challenges of a changing world, online at shrm.org, and by KeyBank Capital Markets, specializing in corporate and investment banking solutions for established and growing mid-sized companies. Visit key.com/KBCM.
Bank Drama.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. Securities regulators expect to do some interesting reading soon. The Wall Street Journal reports Bear Stearns is going to hand over documents showing big names like Goldman Sachs and Citadel Investment Group started pulling away from Bear before its collapse. The SEC is in the middle of its inquiry of what led to the implosion of Bear. The question is whether there was any coordinated trading activity that helped cause that implosion. At the same time, Swiss banking giant UBS is dealing with its own drama. Already reeling from multi-billion-dollar subprime losses, the bank is now embroiled in a tax evasion scandal in the U.S. The bank has reportedly told some of its staff not to travel to the States for fear of being arrested by U.S. authorities. Stephen Beard has more.
UBS has apparently told more than 50 bankers to steer clear of the U.S. All of them worked for a former UBS private banking unit catering for very rich Americans. A former senior executive of that unit is already in trouble. He's been charged with helping a billionaire dodge his U.S. taxes. Reports of UBS's travel ban suggest there could be further problems looming. Jeff Goldfarb is with the financial website Breaking Views.
UBS might have been able to say this was a lawsuit brought against one man who used to work for them, and really not such a big deal, but the steps that they're taking, it sounds like they're taking today, would make it seem as though this investigation could expand.
UBS has written off $37 billion in subprime losses, but says Goldfarb, the U.S. tax investigations could be more damaging. They go to the heart of UBS's main business, managing the assets of the super wealthy. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Oil prices dropped below $127 a barrel today. If you decided against any big road trips last weekend, you've helped bring the price down. Analysts say high gas prices are cutting demand for fuel. Yesterday's decline in crude was more than welcome on Wall Street. The Dow gained 69 points to 12,548. The NASDAQ was up 36 points to 2481. The S&P 500 picked up 9 to 1385. It was a mixed day for Asia. European shares are up. The titans of the DVD rental market are putting on big shows today. Netflix and Blockbuster are holding investor meetings on opposite coasts. But when you press play, the messages will be similar. Jennifer Collins reports.
Once upon a time, Netflix wooed Wall Street with its charming business model.
My lady, we are the romance movie from Netflix. We hope our presence will be to your liking.
There's a movie waiting for you at home.
Netflix still leads the movie by mail market with 8 million subscribers. Blockbuster holds court over the movie rental business with 20 million customers. Both companies are trying to fend off competition from Apple and Amazon's growing business in online movies. Netflix is hosting its Investor Day in San Francisco. The company is warned about flat growth, but it's trying to stay in the game by unrolling a TV set-top box. It would stream movies off the internet. Blockbuster is courting shareholders in New York. Analysts expect Blockbuster to give more details about its bid to buy Circuit City. I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
With gadgets like the iPhone, you can download and watch a movie in the palm of your hand. And soon you may be able to keep that flick running by getting a little sunshine. Reports today say Apple is working on a built-in solar charger for the iPhone.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Areva, solutions for producing CO2-free energy and transmitting and distributing electricity. Online at us.areva.com. And by Grant Thornton, serving their audit, tax, and advisory clients worldwide with people who love what they do. Online at grantthornton.com. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Sustainability Fund of the Tides Foundation, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
Dollar Tree, the nation's largest dollar store, releases earnings today. As prices for food and consumer goods rise, more and more people are cruising the aisles at $1.99 stores. But as Elisa Roth reports, the same inflation bringing in more customers could spell trouble for these stores down the road.
At Jack's 99-cent store in Midtown Manhattan, you can find gift wrap, hair accessories, foot powder, canned goods, party favors, all for less than a dollar. Anthony Graves is buying frozen pot pies. He says he started coming here about 9 months ago to find an alternative to Manhattan's expensive lunches.
I can get a good lunch in here much cheaper than what I can get on the street, and I get a better selection. I can have a meal here for under $3.
Which he points out would be a stretch, even at McDonald's. Lunch isn't the only thing Graves buys here.
You know, I mean, it's great. There's a lot of stuff in here that you can't get in like a supermarket at these prices.
He's not the only new convert seeking out bargains among the dollar store bins. Jack's manager guesses his store has about 10% more customers than it did before, and competitor Dollar Tree recently reported it was seeing more and bigger transactions. But the dollar store model's not a sure bet when times get tough. Patrick McKeever's an analyst at MKM Partners.
The problem is that they're seeing the low end, the lower end of their customer base, almost getting pushed out of the store entirely by gas at $4 a gallon. So they're losing some customers.
And prices are going up for vendors, too. In turn, they're charging dollar stores more. McKeever says that's something analysts predicted would happen.
That inflation would eventually catch up with them. And right now we're in a period of pretty significant inflation.
He says there are ways for stores to get around it, like putting fewer items in a package or finding suppliers in other, cheaper countries, say Vietnam instead of China. Question is how much longer these stores can hold out. Many are already charging more than a dollar for some items. They could just change their names, but then Jack's $5 store doesn't have quite the same ring to it. In New York, I'm Elisa Roth for Marketplace.
Share your shopping habits with us. You can comment on this story at marketplace.org. But watch your language. A new poll shows a majority of executives have a big problem with swearing in the workplace. More than a third of bosses have taken action against workers for using inappropriate language. Jeez. In Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski.
American Public Media.